We like to do things by the numbers. We're all about commerce and community. Welcome to The Upswing, presented by Horicon Bank, the natural choice for all your banking needs. Now for the host that's always on The Upswing, Jeff Sherman.
Now, to business, gentlemen.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, Milwaukee. Happy Friday. Hope your day is off to a wonderful start. Hope your brackets are looking good. You know, we're only one day into it. Play the long game. It's a long tournament. Don't get frazzled. Stay locked in and have fun. That's what it's all about. So, we're looking at the third Friday of Lent today. And as I've done the last couple weeks, I want to give you a Fish Fry Friday price index. We got a couple different versions for you this morning. Thinking about where to go, and I want to keep it regional. I'm going to go west a little bit from downtown Milwaukee tonight. Go out to Neshota, Wisconsin. The oldest supper club in the state of Wisconsin, 1848. The Red Circle Inn. Now, this fish fry has a little something different. JoJo's. What are JoJo's, you ask? Well, they are these wonderful potato wedges, just that, you know, you can only get at the good supper clubs in and around Wisconsin. So the Red Circle Inn, every Friday, their fish fry, it's a crispy Great Lakes perch with JoJo's, which is these wonderful potato wedges, green beans, and tartar sauce. Now, don't get mad. This isn't the low price leader in any way, shape, or form, but it's a wonderful old school venue with some really cool modern updates in there. It's $33 for the fish fry. It's a little higher end for sure, but the experience at Red Circle Inn, the service and the tradition and the quality, absolutely off the charts. And you're going to want to save a little bit of room for the old fashioned bundt cake. Just an amazing dessert out there at the Red Circle Inn. But you're saying, Jeff, all right, I want to stay under $10. I'm going to recommend the Northwoods Walleye Sandwich at Culver's. You can't skip on Culver's during this fish fry season. That walleye sandwich, only $7.69. Yeah, you're looking at, what, 620 calories there. But you want the low-cost leader and still something that's really quick and high quality. That walleye sandwich at Culver's will take care of your Friday fish fry. All right, today on the show, we're going to have some more news on new food and food trucks at American Family Field. We'll get you ready for the weekend of sports betting with the VP of Digital Gaming at Pottawatomie Casino and Hotel. Justin Arnett will join the show. We will close with some good news on veterans and much, much more. But as we do each and every morning, let's go. Two up.
Now is time for the
two, count 'em, two.
Two.
Two up on the upswing.
Two up, two things in the business world that I'm seeing that you need to know about right now. NVIDIA CEO Jensen Huang yesterday announced via the Financial Times a significant investment plan committing hundreds of billions of dollars over the next 4 years to enhance U.S.-based manufacturing of chips and electronics. Now, the move is part, of course, of a broader industry trend towards onshoring, influenced by recent U.S. trade policies that include and encourage domestic production. But this announcement was made with discussions of financial media highlighting the partnerships that NVIDIA has with Taiwan Semiconductor and Foxconn to facilitate this shift. Also this week, the world's most valuable chipmaker announced that it's coming to Boston in a big partnership that will create Boston's Q-era commuting to create the NVIDIA Accelerated Quantum Research Center. A little bit more local here in downtown Milwaukee, Wells Fargo is leaving its branch in downtown as plans continue to move forward to convert the 100 East office tower into apartments. The bank occupying that space is leaving. That bank is Wells Fargo, reporting at the Milwaukee Business Journal. And Wells Fargo spokesperson Mike Suslark says the bank does not have plans to relocate or open another branch in downtown Milwaukee. Still a lot of banks in downtown Milwaukee. You look at it, what we got: Town Bank, we got BMO Harris, we got Bank 59, CIBC, U.S. Bank, People's Bank, Chase Bank. A little farther outside of downtown Milwaukee, North Shore Bank. A lot of financial institutions right here in the heart of the state of Wisconsin, right here in downtown Milwaukee. Coming up next, speaking of downtown Milwaukee, fans from all over the country are here. And I'm guessing maybe they're putting a little bit of money on the games. Potawatomi Sportsbook indeed will be full. We'll get the scoop on all the betting and much, much more. This is The Upswing. You're listening to WTMJ. Welcome back to The Upswing. I'm Jeff Sherman. March Madness is upon us. Best time of the year. You know, I have been doing my NCAA brackets with a board member that I met about 28 years ago. Every year we get together, not only to catch up, but to do our brackets together. It's a great tradition. And, you know, that's what the tournament has become. It's about family. It's about community. It's about competition. And it's about fun. Potawatomi Sportsbook for sure is full today. Justin Arnott is the Vice President of Digital Gaming for Potawatomi Casino and Hotel. Justin, I know you're busy today, so I appreciate you spending a little time with us this morning.
Oh, I'm happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
Of course. So I just wanted to know, like, how's the introduction of the sports book transformed just the overall atmosphere and even some of the clientele at Potawatomi Casino? It's such a vibrant, wonderful new space. It's kind of have drawn a new crowd for you.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we see it, you know, on the analytics side with our database, you know, it gets a little more male and younger in general. But it, yeah, it just brings a whole new demographic. Maybe people that weren't necessarily into the slots or the table games or bingo or all the other stuff, you know, that we offer, but the more of the core sports fans. And so, like, we're really seeing them come on property. And as far as the energy and the atmosphere, I mean, it's a game changer, right?
Yeah.
Especially on events like March Madness or, you know, we show all the big pay-per-view events like the UFC fights or the big boxing matches or NFL Sundays, all of that. I mean, the energy, it's palpable, right? You go in the space and it's just people having a great time moving around. And, you know, I like get goosebumps thinking about how much fun we have in there. Like yesterday, it was awesome. It was a sea of red, you know, for the Wisconsin game for March Madness. And, you know, it was really cool.
So what are the hours, and talk a little bit just about process for me? You know, if you haven't put a bet down and you want to kind of, you're a first time better, what's that process look like? And talk to us about the hours and even the reservations now, because this is an especially busy time of the year.
Sure. So, you know, it depends on the day of the week. During the weekdays, on a typical week, where the sports books open, the betting counters, like, from, I want to say, 11 to 11.
Okay.
It sounds about right. And then on the weekend, maybe like midnight. So we open a little earlier on the weekend. But that's just for the ticket writer counter, right? So we have over 90 kiosks around the park on 24/7. And the actual space is open, and the sports book itself is open 24/7. So in the middle of the night, if you really want to catch Sports Center or whatever, you can go in there and hang out. And then the restaurant portion, you know, because we also serve food in the sports book.
Yeah.
It's open daily at 4 p.m., and then it's 10 a.m. on the weekends. For March Madness, we've got a little bit extended hours. You know, we're there for all the madness. As far as the reservations, you know, it's been a popular ticket. I'm not sure that we have anything available right now. I think we're full to the max. Maybe Sunday there might be a few openings. But on our website at potawatomi.com, you know, I think /casino/sportsbook, there are We have like a reservation portal where you can go on, and you know, it's a food and beverage minimum commitment.
Okay.
Is really all those is what, you know, just goes towards your tab. But that's really all the reservation is. We're not, you know, charging a fee or anything on top. It's just a commitment to, you know, to spend basically, because there's so much demand. We have to figure out some way to do it.
And then there's still like standing room only opportunities. Obviously, if you don't have a reserved table, you can still hang out and see the screens and partake in the energy.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, March Madness specifically, you know, because we have the main sports book. Excuse me, I got something in my throat. But we have the main sports book, and we have this new addition that we're calling the Annex. It's just around the corner from the sports book. It's got some big projection screens and some couches and some tables. You know, most of those tables, the couches are reservable, but the tables are just first come, first serve. And then up at our restaurant, the Rockin' Brews, we have a lot of great screens in there. And so we're using that as a viewing party for March Madness. So we have, or even in Marketplace, we have TV. So we have plenty of options around property if you didn't get into the reservation. So just, you know, the energy is just great everywhere.
We're talking with Justin Arnett of Pottawatomie Casino and Hotel. Justin, when we come back, I want to talk a bit about the path to mobile gaming in Wisconsin, and then help us walk through what I can bet on and what I can't bet on, because I know there's obviously rules and regulations, but there's some specifics that I think some first-time bettors may not be aware of. This is The Upswing. You're listening to WTMJ.
You got to know when to fold up.
Welcome back to The Upswing. I'm Jeff Sherman. This is the first March Madness for Pottawatomie Sportsbook. Justin Arnett, the Vice President of Digital Gaming at Pottawatomie Casino and Hotel, joins us. So, Justin, can you walk us through a little bit of a betting 101 for us? Obviously, you have the kiosks all over at the casino, but if I walk up to the window to place a bet, can I ask questions? Can I get advice? Just walk me through the process a little bit.
Yeah, if you're a first timer, that's exactly what I would recommend. Just go with our ticket writers. We have very good ticket writers. They're knowledgeable, helpful, friendly, you know, and you can ask them whatever you want, you know.
Okay.
If you want to ask them what to bet on, sure, they can give you their opinion. You know, I'd recommend you just trust in your own gut, but but they're happy to tell you. If you kind of give them a general direction of what you want, I like this team, I think they can win, I think they're going to win by a lot, they can point you in the direction of whatever kind of bet that you want to do.
Okay. All right. That's good to know. I just want to make it easy for people. Obviously, I want people to be responsible, trust their gut, but also know that, hey, you're there to have a good time. And hey, if you have questions, it's okay to ask those questions. Another question I have is, as a passionate Marquette fan, Wisconsinite, can I bet on my home team?
Unfortunately, you cannot. We have regulations. Yeah, there are regulations in place for us that we cannot take bets on our local college teams. So we're technically not allowed to make bets on anything in Wisconsin, but they made exceptions for the Bucks, the Packers, the Brewers. So we can take bets on that, but as far as college, currently we're not able to offer that.
Okay. And in terms of player prop bets, what do those look like in terms of the variety of things to bet on?
Sure. For college, there's not a lot of that.
Okay.
It's mostly a pro thing, but like, let's say a basketball game, right? You can bet on how many rebounds maybe that Giannis is going to have, or how many points he's going to have, or how many threes they might have, or assists. I mean, we have a huge menu. I mean, on a typical basketball game, you might have 300 or 400 betting options. But like for college, you know, it's down to like 60 or 70 options. So it sounds, you know, when you compare it to 350, it's not a lot, but you know, we still have 67 betting options or whatever on a game.
So okay.
We make it easy. If you can be creative, you know, we there's a pretty good chance that we've got the bet option for you.
All right. I wanted to get your thoughts, even predictions on path to mobile gaming throughout the state of Wisconsin, and you know what that could look like based upon your experience in the industry.
Yeah, I don't want to get too much in the weeds there, but from a like a legislative point of view, it would be fairly difficult because it would require a constitutional amendment, and you know that's a heavy lift politically, I think. Mm-hmm. But there is a potential path for the tribes to enter into a compact with the state. You know, I'm not going to opine too much on that. I'm optimistic just because I think it's kind of inevitable, and I think regulated gaming is better than unregulated gaming, which is happening right now. So, you know, I'm optimistic, but that's a conversation between, you know, the tribal leadership and the state leadership. And, you know, I'm just a business guy.
Mm-hmm. All right. Hey, speaking of business, what is the, I don't know, what's the comparison of March Madness volume to Super Bowl? Is there any comparison there, or is the Super Bowl just next level in terms of dollars and participation?
No, that's a great question. You know, if you were to take March Madness as a whole, it's larger than the Super Bowl, right? Hmm. For an individual day or an individual event, the Super Bowl crushes it, right? You know, it's a one crazy day. But March Madness is like, I don't know, maybe 80% of the Super Bowl several days in a row, at least this first week. So, you know, in totality, it ends up being, you know, comparable or maybe even more. So it's a pretty crazy time for us. You know, I make a really kind of a dad joke a lot where I say March Madness is our Super Bowl in the sportsbook world.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
All right. Well, I'm sure you'll have fans from all across the country in today. I mean, it's a great time with the first and second rounds here in downtown Milwaukee. Lots of energy, lots of activity. Justin Arnott, Vice President of Digital Gaming at Potawatomi Casino and Hotel. Thanks for your time this morning, Justin. Enjoy March Madness and the weekend.
All right. Thanks for having me.
Is that coffee?
That's it. I'm getting 100 cups of coffee, starting now.
Time for a quick look at your coffee and how much it costs. It's the Upswing's Coffee Index.
Smells good.
Welcome back to the Upswing. Quick check on coffee prices. It's Friday. I needed a little larger coffee to get me through. It's been a busy week. Just lots of meetings, lots going on. So I went with this 16-ounce at the Stone Creek Cafe on Downer Avenue. $3.25 with tax. And I'm thinking, wow, I might need another cup later in the day. And I'm like, wonder what like a coffee happy hour could look like. Producer Jaslyn, you got any information about coffee happy hours in the area?
Well, I have some good news and I got some bad news.
Ooh.
The bad news is it's too late for coffee happy hour.
Okay.
But the good news is it does exist. It's at Interval Coffee, two locations, one in Bayview.
Okay.
One right, that one is where KK, Lincoln, and Howell kind of intersect across the street from the Collectivo. Mm-hmm. And the other one's on the east side at Pleasant and Jackson, I believe.
Yep, okay.
And so I stopped by there yesterday because none of my coffee stuff worked. I like to make it at home, but when I can't, I'm going to go out. And it's right there on my easy route from St. Francis. So I went in there. Barista gave me a smile and said, I'll just have a 12-ounce cup.
All right.
And it's like, oh, well, it's coffee happy hour.
Ooh.
And so do you know how much my coffee cost?
Did you get two for happy hour, or was it a dollar off? Let me guess, $1.50.
I wish. No. It was $2, though.
Whoa,
but
wow,
that's still
okay.
Cheaper than what you got.
Yeah.
So it's $2 off a roasted coffee,
okay.
And I was like, I mean, she was so nice. I had to give a $2 tip with that, too. So it came out to $4,
yeah.
But two at its core, and I was really happy
and
with it.
And that's high-end. You get the pour-over. Like
mm-hmm.
That is the good stuff. Wow.
Indeed,
well,
indeed.
Good find there. Coffee happy hours. Put it on your list. I love to see it. Well, let's, while we're on the coffee food avenue here, a couple of business of food items that I wanted to bring to your attention. New to you, the Brewers yesterday unveiled their food truck vendors for the Alley. The Alley is the team's new food truck park being introduced this year at American Family Field. The team also announced a new vendor for its 3rd Street Market Hall annex. So the Alley Food Park is being added right at the left field loge level. And it expands the ballpark's local food options, which is a really good thing. A couple on the list for this coming season. opening day right around the corner, of course. You have Churco's Red Tacos from the operators of the Farmhouse Paint and Sip venue on Milwaukee's South Side. They have these wonderful burritos, these little casito tacos, churros, and more. Just really, really high-end, wonderful Mexican food. Hidden Kitchen MKE's menu for as another vendor. It's going to include a Cubano sandwich, Reuben rolls, and steak sandwich. And then you're going to have the Italian-inspired food truck, which is Natty Plates. They're going to offer Parmesan truffle fries, little pepperoni and sausage calzones, the hot Italian beef sandwiches on its menu. It's women-owned. It's a really well-designed truck, too. They have, if you've seen them at various events around the greater Milwaukee area, that green and black, just really, I would call it, Italian pub food. So that's going to be a great addition to the ballpark. A gelato cart will also be selling a variety of gelato flavors. The new vendor at the Third Street Market Hall Annex is Preta Mediterranean Grill. They'll have gyros, they'll have lamb and chicken gyros, loaded fries, and always that wonderful tzatziki sauce. So new stuff, as always, out at American Family Field. Speaking of American Family Field, this past Monday was the 12th annual Wisconsin Tech Summit. It was held there on the stadium's club level. This coming Monday, Tom Still, who's the president of the Wisconsin Technology Council, will join the show to update not only what happened at that event, but to give us an update on Wisconsin's ecosystem and startup technology scene. A lot of great emerging companies, for sure. Briefly, 2 years ago, the Sobelman's Barn Grill in Mequon closed. They still have their location in that original Schlitz Tavern space on St. Paul Avenue, kind of nestled in Milwaukee's historic Menominee Valley. But that their Mequon space that they sold a couple years ago will soon be replaced by a restaurant called Mexico Bar and Grill. They plan to open in Mequon by this fall. The owners operate 8 similar restaurants all across the state with identical menus. This, according to the Milwaukee Business Journal, that the Mequon Planning Commission approved the project after addressing some design concerns inside and out, which always happens through the process. But Mexico Bar and Grill will take over the former Sobelman's property on Port Washington Road later this fall. Coming up next, a little inspiration, because it's Friday. We're all about commerce. We're all about community. But we're all about the good things that keep us going each and every day. This is The Upswing. You're listening to WTMJ. Welcome back to The Upswing. I'm Jeff Sherman. It's Friday. I want to inspire a little bit. I always enjoy Eric Bilstead's Everyday Hero segments on Wisconsin's Morning News. Take a listen. A toddler recently was tested a bit against his fear of the dark. He was brave enough to help out his great-grandmother after she had a serious fall.
On Wisconsin's Morning News, an everyday hero is identified as an average John or Jane Doe who had no idea when they got up one morning they'd be saving a life. Today we head to Strasburg, Colorado, where Sharon Lewis was babysitting her 3-year-old great-grandson, Bridger. And Bridger loves his great-grandma. Yeah, he calls her Gigi. So it was late at night, and they had parked outside of the house in this rural area. So they were walking around to the back of the house from the driveway to the back steps.
And we went up to the backyard, dark backyard, and then we got up to the door where I was going to get the keys out.
And that's when Sharon and Bridger tell 9 News KUSA-TV that she tripped and fell. She hit her head on the cement steps.
She had her walker and she fell.
And when I fell, I hit the corner of the cement step.
Yeah, it was bad. She hit her forehead on the cement steps. It was a mess, you can imagine.
She bumped her head, and then it popped open.
So Sharon is bleeding from the head. She can't get up. She's got this three-year-old with her. She can't get into the house. She looks for her phone to call for help, and she realizes the cell phone is still in the car on the other side of the house in the dark. So she looked at Bridger.
And I said, you know what? You're going to have to go out to the car and get my phone.
I was scared outside in the really dark.
It was really dark, Bridger, and he's not a fan of the super dark, but he gathered up all his courage, wandered to the car, and you can hear him in this audio. This is coming from the Ring camera of the home. If you listen closely, you can hear Sharon in the distance trying to help him while he's walking toward the vehicle. And then listen to when he finds the phone.
Yes, I did it!
Bridger did do it. He found the phone, brought it to great-grandma. Gigi called for help, and Gigi calls him a hero. Imagine that, a three-year-old being willing and able and not afraid to walk through the darkness to a cell phone that was hidden in a car on the other side of the house. Now, don't tell him yet, though, that he's a big kid. Bridger says, not yet.
No, but when I grow up like a big kid, I can help Gigi.
Thank you, little Bridger, for being an everyday hero and helping your great-grandma.
Gigi!
Everyday Hero, sponsored by Azura Memory Care and Assisted Living, transforming the culture of care. Eric Bilstead, WTMJ News.
You can text HERO to the Siding Unlimited WTMJ talk and text line 855-616-1620. Just text HERO. Get more information on this story, a little bit more inspiration for your Friday. When we come back, speaking of inspiration, donations and a big project moving forward for Wisconsin's veterans community. This is The Upswing. You're listening to WTMJ. Welcome back to The Upswing. I'm Jeff Sherman. Yesterday, Milwaukee Tool presented a $250,000 donation to the Veterans Community Project of Milwaukee. It's a specialized village of 40 transitional homes with wraparound support services, all designed to help veterans experiencing homelessness regain the dignity of home. It's a really significant contribution that's going to support efforts to build a village on 60th Street in Milwaukee. The project, currently in the fundraising stage, is going to provide not only essential housing from a tiny home standpoint, really innovative project for sure, but it's going to help veterans transition out of homelessness into more stability in their lives. So this is a Kansas City-based veterans community project. It hopes to begin construction this year on 40 tiny homes on the 7-acre site at 6767 North 60th Street. The homes are going to range from 240 to 340 square feet, and they'll be provided rent-free to veterans. Now, the project needs $2.5 million to begin site work. So far, it's had about $1.2 million raised. Another $4 million could come from state funds. The organization is hoping to obtain $4 million in state funds through the 2025-27 budget, which will take effect July 1st. The thing I love about this project, it is truly bipartisan. It is being supported and led by Senator Patrick Teston, a Republican from Stevens Point, and Senator Dora Drake, a Democrat from Milwaukee. Both attended an event yesterday at Milwaukee Tool's downtown offices to celebrate the fundraising progress for the event. Supportive, affordable veterans housing is needed, and it needs to be embraced. So it's great to see a collaborative, bipartisan effort here. The Milwaukee development is going to be very similar to housing projects that the organization has developed in Kansas City, in St. Louis, as well as Sioux Falls, and Longmont, Colorado. Another development is also planned for Arizona in Glendale. Just a quick look If you're thinking, do I need to come to Fiserv Forum for games today? You know, if you bought the tickets originally, strips of tickets, you know, in the upper level, probably going to set you back $1,000 or so. I mean, that was the face value to get the strip of tickets for the entire game slate. But you look at verified resale right now on Ticketmaster, you can get in the door for a game today. Section 218, row 13, I'm seeing a seat for $95. So if you're thinking, wow, I've never experienced March Madness live, this is your opportunity. Find a way. You will not regret it. Enjoy the tournament. Enjoy the weekend. We'll see you Monday.
These are your business headlines from the Milwaukee Business Journal.
A Milwaukee-based construction company buys the former headquarters of Goodwill Industries of southeastern Wisconsin. Seltzer Orange purchased the corporate campus on a 14-acre lot in Greendale for $5.5 million. The New Mexico Bar and Grill plans to take over the former Sobelman's property in Mequon this fall. Owners are working toward a September opening following exterior and interior renovations in the coming months. The Milwaukee Brewers unveil a food truck park and vendors plan for American Family Field. The Alley Food Truck Park is being added to the left field loge level and will feature gelato, calzones, grilled ham and cheese, and birria tacos. I'm Linda Spice for MilwaukeeBusinessJournal.com on 620 WTMJ.